It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. So as I mentioned to you yesterday, we're focusing on what Elder Gary E. Stevenson talked about in April 2023 General Conference about really focusing on testimonies from the Book of Mormon to help us prepare for Easter a little bit better. So like I said, I've reached out to some friends on social media who love to share the gospel, and they're very good at it. And they've got wonderful testimonies about the Book of Mormon and how it has helped them love Jesus just a little bit more. So go ahead and enjoy these testimonies of our good friends.
Oh, hey everybody, happy Easter. Isn't this an exciting time? I am so sick of being cold and so sick of the snow. I am so thrilled that the sun is shining, and it seems appropriate that it's Easter time. I've been asked to talk about my favorite scripture, my favorite Easter scripture, and I have really struggled to come up with my favorite. I've made this video more than once and changed my scripture every time. But right now, I am feeling like my favorite is Mosiah 16:8. Where it says the sting of death is swallowed up in Christ. The sting of death is swallowed up in Christ. I lost my mom a few years ago, and I think about her every day. I really miss her. I think I'd miss her more if there was no chance for me to see her again. I'm so grateful for the Savior's life and sacrifice and resurrection, and promise that we can all be together again someday. We can see our loved ones again. The sting of death is swallowed up in Christ.
My name is Karen Brown with The Awesome Project. Today, I want to share with you one of my very most favorite scriptures in the Book of Mormon. This is verses 13 and 14 of Mosiah 24. This is when Alma and his people are in bondage to Almialon. And it came to pass that the voice of the Lord came to them in their afflictions, saying, "Lift up your heads and be of good comfort. For I know of the covenant which ye have made unto me." And then he goes on to say, "I will also ease the burdens which are put upon their shoulders, that even you cannot feel them upon your backs, even while you are in bondage. This will I do, that ye may stand as witnesses for me hereafter, and that ye may know of a surety that I, the Lord God, do visit my people in their afflictions." So being that covenant child of God that allows me his help and his power and his comfort is also something that requires me to be a witness for him hereafter. When I have those experiences that draw me so close to him, I should also be a witness of those experiences and of the goodness and love and mercy of my Heavenly Father and my Savior Jesus Christ, because I know that they will meet me in my afflictions and deliver me from bondage.
What is up, Bomb Fam? My name is Meg Bentley, and I'm a mom, so I'm multitasking. At the beginning of this year, shortly after I had my baby, I suffered two mini strokes that put me in the hospital. Found out that I had a blood clot in the right side of my brain. I think that's probably the scariest thing I've ever faced in my life, especially not knowing if my health was going to be restored so that I could take care of my kids. I was in a dark hospital room, and I felt very alone. So I decided to say a prayer, and I asked Heavenly Father to bless me with peace and assurance that I knew that I would be okay. After that prayer, it was silent. I didn't receive any peace. I didn't receive any answers. In fact, I felt an even deeper fear and darkness than before. Then the Spirit whispered to me to open my scriptures. I came across the passage in 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 14. This scripture is incredible because it is the Lord speaking to us. "Verily I say unto you, Meg, if you will come unto me, you shall have eternal life. Behold, my arms of mercy are extended towards you, and whosoever will come, I will receive." The answer I thought I wanted was assurance that everything was going to be okay. But the answer that my Father in heaven gave me was my Savior. Sometimes answers in our life don't come, but Christ always does. Our Father in heaven is always listening. They both stand ready with arms of mercy extended towards us. And if we run to them in this life, we will have eternal life in the next. Answers don't always come, but he does. We got this.
I love hearing those testimonies. This quote from Ronald A. Rasband, I think, is perfect for today. "By divine design, his atoning sacrifice concluded his mortal ministry, making it possible for us to live with our Heavenly Father for eternity." I am grateful for these testimonies, and I hope you enjoyed their witness of Jesus Christ today. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.